when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Most honorable Judge Turpin.
Most honorable. Honorable.
I venture thus to write you this urgent note to warn you that the hot-blooded
young
sailor
has abducted your Joanna.
Joanna.
From the institution where you
so wisely
confined her.
But hoping to earn your favor,
I have persuaded the boy to lodge her here tonight at my tonsorial parlor in Fleet Street.
If you want her again in your arms, hurry after the night falls.
She will be waiting,
waiting.
Your obedient, humble servant, Sweeney Todd.
Letters, letters, we do love letters here at Broadway to Main Street, even if they are from psychopathic maniacs. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature one-of-a-kind sanguine NPR station. Well, musical theater fans will recognize that little ditty at the top of our show as from the second act of Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. And today we're going to go back to an episode we did in 2021 with a little addition, which is the new cast album of the 2023 production of Sweeney, currently playing on Broadway in revival, a very accomplished revival it is too. Well, fans of Sweeney Todd are, I wouldn't say a very select club, but they were once upon a time in 1979 when the show opened. I remember sneaking out of college to come down to New York to see it, and it was just a masterpiece. It was like nothing the world had ever seen. Of course, the score by Stephen Sondheim, book by Hugh Wheeler, tremendous production by Hal Prince, absolutely unforgettable, nominated for 9 Tonys, won 8, and continues to be done everywhere, although in its day it was considered to be a little too gruesome and too odd to be popular. And I don't even think it made its money back. It didn't run as long as perhaps they had hoped, but it's running now on Broadway. So we will open with another cut from the new cast album, put together by Arts Music and Reprise Records. Maybe Sweeney Todd was in the Reprise musical theater repertory. Sinatra's Sweeney Todd and Joe Stafford as Mrs. Lovett and Bing Crosby as the judge and Sammy as Toby. Anyway, let us hear the opening from this current production. It's really quite, quite good.
tell the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few have trod, did Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town of fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
A bow and a fancy chair, a mug of suds and a leather straw,
an apron, a towel, a pail and a mop.
For neatness he deserves a nod, the Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Inconspicuous Sweeney was, quick and quiet and clean he was. Back of his smile, under his word, Sweeney heard music that nobody heard. Sweeney Todd and Sweeney
smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and rats would scuttle. Sweeney conspicuous, Sweeney was quick and quiet and light. The rabbit was Sweeney, 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 Sweeney.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away. Not Sweeney.
Not Sweeney Todd. The demon barber of Fleet Street.
Watch your hurry. He gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you'd think we had the plague. From the way that people keep affording, no you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but trusting. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat. Finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I call enterprise. Popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, the pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more. Is that just revolting? All greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tasty. Well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the worst pies in London. Ah, Times is hard, times is hard.
That was, of course, Angela Lansbury in her Tony-winning performance as the demented, deranged, but very, very practical Mrs. Lovett. Well, let us go to a 2000 concert with the New York Philharmonic. It was supposed to star Bryn Terfel and Patti LuPone, but he backed out at the last minute and was replaced by George Hearn as Sweeney Todd, who had taken over for Len Cariou as Sweeney Todd and did the national tour. Anyway, a beautiful rendition of the number wherein Sweeney gets reunited with the Razors that will bring him to revenge and victory.
Them handles is chased silver, ain't they?
Silver? Yes. These are my friends. See how they glisten. See this one shine. How he smiles in the light, my friend. My faithful friend, speak to me, friend. Whisper, I'll listen. I know, you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend. Well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders, won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Mr. Todd,
you're warm
in my hand, my friend,
my
clever friend.
Always had a fondness for you, I did.
Rest now, my friend.
Never you.
Soon I'll
Todd.
Unfold you.
You can move in here.
Soon you'll
Mr.
know
Todd.
Splendors you never have dreamed all your days. My lucky friend, till now your shine was merely silver.
Silver's good enough for me.
Friends, you shall drip rubies. You'll soon drip precious.
In Sweeney Todd, there's a subplot of a young sailor who rescues Sweeney and befriends him, and the young woman he falls in love with, Joanna, who happens to be Sweeney Todd's long-lost daughter. Here are two renditions by people who are not necessarily associated with Sweeney Todd. The beautiful song Green Finch and Linnet Bird, sung by Judy Collins.
Finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, how is it you sing? How can you jubilate sitting in cages, never taking wing? Outside the sky waits, beckoning, beckoning. just beyond the bars. How can you remain staring at the rain, maddened by the stars? How is it you see anything? How is it you see green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird? How is it you see? Whence comes this melody constantly flowing? Is it rejoicing or merely hallowing? Are you discussing or fussing or simply dreaming? Are you crowing? Are you screaming? Green dove and robinette, is it for wages, singing to be sold? Have you discovered it's safer in cages, singing when you're told? My cage has many rooms, damask and dark. Nothing there sings, not even my lark. Larks never will, you know, when they're captive. Teach me to be more adaptive. Ah, green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, teach me how to sing. If I cannot
Joanna, I'll speak.
Anthony's ballad Joanna, sung, as you probably guessed, by Bernadette Peters, who has never played Mrs. Lovett. Maybe she would someday. It would be a good part for her. Well, we come in Sweeney Todd along Sweeney's road to revenge, and we come towards the end of Act One, which has the trifecta of songs, which have to be the most powerful ending to an Act One in Broadway history. Certainly one of them. I'll never forget it. We have Judge Turpin, upon whom Sweeney wishes to enact his revenge, stumbling into his shop thanks to some of Sweeney's stratagems. Here is the film version, Johnny Depp and Alan Rickman. And Alan Rickman has a kind of, I wouldn't say he's Bryn Terfel by a long shot, although we'll get to hear Bryn Terfel, but his pure, what would I say, seedy, demonic aspect is beautifully rendered. Here is Pretty Women, as we go, as we must, through to the end of Act One of Sweeney Todd.
What may I do for you today, sir? Stylish trimming of the hair, soothing skin massage. Sit, sir, sit.
You see, sir, a man infatuated with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and pomace stone and lend me a more seductive tone, a sprinkling perhaps of French cologne. But first, sir, I think a shave.
The closest I ever gave.
In a merry mood today, Mr. Todd.
Tis your delight, sir, catching fire from one man to the next.
Tis true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heart leap higher. What more
can man require
than love, sir?
More than love, sir.
What's that?
Women.
Ah, yes, women.
Pretty women.
Sir.
My lord, and who may it be said is your intended, sir?
My ward,
and pretty as he was,
pretty as a mother.
What was that?
Pretty women, fascinating. Sipping coffee, dancing, pretty women are a wonder. Pretty women, sitting in the window or standing on the stair, something in them cheers the air. Pretty women,
silhouetted,
stay within you,
glancing,
stay forever,
breathing lightly.
Pretty women, pretty women, blowing out the candles, oh, combing out the
heavens.
Even when they,
even when they leave you and vanish, they somehow can still remain
there with you.
Are
pretty women at the mirror
in the garden,
letter writing,
flower picking,
weather watching how they may. Man, sing forever as you're living. Pretty women, sir, pretty women, hey!
him, and then...
I saw him both running down the street, and I thought to myself, the fat's in the fire now for sure.
I had him. His throat was bare beneath my hand.
Oh, dear, calm down.
No, I had him. His throat was there, and he'll never come again.
Hush, love, hush. I keep turning you.
Wait.
What's your
rush? Why do I wait? You told me to wait. Now he'll never come again. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it. But not for long. They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovitch, tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovitch, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one saying foot in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovitch, look at you. Now we all deserve to die. Even you, Mrs. Lovitch, even I. Because the lives of the wicked should be made free, for the rest of us death will be an end if we all deserve to die. And I'll never see Joanna. No, I'll never hug my girl to me. Finish! All right, you, sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friends. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance. I will have salvation. Good, sir. You, sir. No one in the chair. Come on. Come on. Sweeney's waiting. I want you, leaders. You, sir. Anybody. Gentlemen, don't be shy. Not one man. No, not 10 men. Nor 100. Get away to me. I will have you. And I will get him back even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on this honorable throat. And my Lucy lies in ashes. And I'll never see my girl again. But the work waits. I'm alive at last. And I'm full of joy.
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad. Has. Nor he can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift. If you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha! Huh.
Good, you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using ugly pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and
it does seem a
appropriate as always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I never know.
Think about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shave. Won't they think of
choice
all their
pies? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett, and desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir. Look closer. You'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker. More like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now let me see. We've got Tinker.
No, no. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again, the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, peak of his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, no, this isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, ooh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with me.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician, so oily. He's served with a doily. Have one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to
then the curtain comes down. Well, it really doesn't come down at the end of Act One, at least not in the Eurus Theater. Back in the day, back in 1979, it was this huge, wide, open set designed by Eugene Lee. And we are looking today at Sweeney Todd here on Broadway to Main Street, a broadcast we did in 2021 with a little bit of added spice, a little bit of a little extra meat, shall we say, on today's show from the current revival, which just released its cast album. It's quite sad to realize that since we did this show in 2021, we lost Stephen Sondheim and Angela Lansbury and Franny Lee, who did the costumes, and Eugene Lee, who did the set, but we remember them incredibly well in our hearts. I want to take a moment to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for their support for this show every week as we go into the fall. And let us turn to this new cast recording with Josh Groban as Sweeney Todd. We've heard some other friends, Len Cariou, Angela Lansbury, and co, Brun Terfel, singing Epiphany in the end of the first act. But let us go to the second act of Sweeney Todd with, I think, a very compelling performance by Josh Groban as the title character.
Again, my little dove, my sweet Joanna.
Joanna.
Goodbye, Joanna. You're gone, and yet you're mine. I'm fine, Joanna.
Joanna.
I'm fine.
City on fire. Witch, witch, smell it, sir, an evil smell. Every night at the Vespers bell, smoke that comes from the mouth of hell. City on fire. City on fire. Mischief, mischief, mischief.
And if I never hear your voice, my turtle dove, my dear, I still have reason to rejoice. The way ahead is clear, Joanna.
And a new Sunday.
And in that darkness when I'm blind with what I can't forget, it's always morning in my mind, my little lamb, my pet, Joanna.
Somebody look up there. Didn't I tell you smell that air? City on fire. Quick, miss, run and tell. Warn them all of the witches' spell. There it is, the unholy spell. Tell them to the beat of the police as well. Tell them, help, then. City on fire. City on fire.
Jim! Fiend!
And though I'll think of you, I guess, until the day I die, I think I miss you less and less as every day goes by. Joanna,
sign me on Sunday, married on
and
Sunday.
You'd be beautiful and pale and look too much like her. If only angels could prevail, we'd be the way we were. Joanna, up, Joanna, another bright red day. We learn, Joanna, to say goodbye.
Sweeney Todd was not a big hit in England initially. I saw the first British production in 1980 on the West End, and it closed in a couple of months. But then it was rediscovered, of course, because Sweeney Todd is their own particular British legend. Here is a production with Imelda Staunton as Mrs. Lovett, opposite Michael Ball as Sweeney Todd, where she sings the wonderful, goofy, dippy ballad in Act Two, By the Sea.
Oh, Mr. Todd! I'm so happy, I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Todd? What I dream, if the business stays as good, where I'd really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do.
Well, I've always had a dream. Ever since I was a skinny little slip of a thing, and my rich Aunt Nettie used to take me to the seaside, August bank holiday, the pier, making castles in the sand, and I can still feel my toes just wiggling around in the briny. By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's the life I covet. By the sea, Mr. Todd, oh, I know you love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Wouldn't that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have kippered herring. Would have swum to a strait from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the kip, when we're through our kippers, I'd be there slipping off your slippers by the sea. With the fishy splashing by the sea. Wouldn't that be smashing? Down by the sea.
Anything you say, anything you say.
I can see us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. I do me baking, then I go walking with you, you. I'll warm me bones on the Esplanade, have tea and scones with me gay young blade. Then I'll knit a sweater while you write a letter, unless we got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me and the English Channel in our cosy retreat, kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea.
Anything you say.
Don't you love the weather by the sea? We'll grow old together by the seaside. The beautiful sea. Oh, I can see us now in our bathing costumes. You in a nice rich navy, and me in stripes, perhaps. It will be so quiet that who'll come by it except a seagull. Ooh, ooh. we shouldn't try it, though till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised, me rumple bedding legitimised. Me eye little flutter, I'll turn into butter the moment I mutter, I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd paying guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guest to rest in. Now and then you could do the guest in by the sea. Married nice and proper by the sea. Bring along your chopper to the seaside.
We heard a little bit of Audra McDonald there, didn't we, as the beggar woman who is revealed to be Sweeney Todd's wife, who he thought had died a long time ago. That was from the New York Philharmonic concert in 2000. Well, there is so much to cover in Sweeney Todd. We did it very quickly with Dispatch, Get It. And I hope you devoured Get It, the wonderful music of Sweeney Todd. Here is the finale from the Broadway production. One of the most unforgettable, I never forget and I never forgive, one of the most unforgettable productions in the history of the American theater. Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd.
He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
He trod a path that few have trod.
De Sweeney Todd, the demon bomber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown.
And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved.
My Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.